Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Two events are upon us that it just seemed, no. They're a ways away. But, wow, they are here already. Hey, you're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Week of May 20th and 21st. Tomorrow up there at Island Beach State Park, the Governor's Surf Tournament. Now, last year was one with a nice-sized striper. It's one thing about having it in May. You never know what is in the suds or just beyond the suds. Could be a redfish. Could be we have stripers in there. Got some bluefish getting caught. Maybe a weakfish, although some of those are showing up big time in the back bays. And who knows? Some are floundering there, scooping along, looking for a crab to scoop up before they go into the back bay. You didn't register early, shame on you, but there's still plenty of space to fish. Get there, register, and get on the beach and enjoy. It's going to be a big award ceremony afterwards. And there you go. Also, hurts my heart, although there's still plenty around, depending on where you go. It's the final week of the in-season trout stocking in the Rack and Fin Radio listening area. These are all going to be stocked this Monday. The Toms River will get 330. The TCA area, the Trout Conservation Area, extending from the end of Riverwood Park down to 571. That'll get 130. The North Branch of Matitikong is going to receive 200. The South Branch of Matitikong is going to get dosed with 310. And the Manasquan River will get 610. The Marine Digest is out there. I'm gonna say this a little later on, but they did a good job. I like the one little thing there. Blue crab, a profile. To me, crab's about catching and eating. Getting to know them a little bit. They're there for the traps. They're there for the bunker. They're for the chicken. One of our best crab baits of all time. Not mackerel, not bluefish. They were carp. Yeah, we nail a couple of big, fat-ass carp during the spawn, a little afterwards. Chunk them up, freeze them up. They make an outstanding crab bait. Coming up, man, baseball, Grand Slam, Back Bay Grand Slam with Captain Brett Taylor, Real Reaction Charters. I say Real Reaction Sport Fishing. We'll contend that later in the program. So grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Rack and Fin ready. Also, yeah, the wildlife management closures on 5 tracks. 1 in North Jersey, 4 in South. Joining us a little later on will be Dave Golden, Assistant Commissioner, DEP's NJ Fish and Wildlife, to talk about the why and the wheres and some changes that were made. Hang in. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station. Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
How was that weather Wednesday? A little chill in the air, huh? I think my area got down to 38 degrees. Farther north, it was down to 27, 28. Old people who planted that early stuff, they're hosed, man. Those veggies are down. But it is prime time baseball season. How about those Orioles, huh? But let's talk Grand Slam time. Back Bay Grand Slam time. Now, with the bluefish, they've been around a while. They showed about a week and a half ago in some numbers. Weakies are showing. Stripers are omnipresent back there. And also, we got the weakfish here. It is Grand Slam time in the Back Bay. So I count the ICW along with that. We've had some great fishing all the way down through Ocean City, Stone Harbor, the whole area there. It is, again, it's like the Holy Grail thing. To catch the 4 species, hey, if you want to get really crazy, add the black drum and even some red drum. There are some black drum by the Back Bay, like Great Bay, Mary Mother of God and the Saints. These are 40, 50 pounds. To get the 4, though, the Grand Slam 4 in one day's angling is, I almost done it strictly by accident. But there are those that are on that quest, and it's indeed fascinating. Very special guest on the line with us right now is Captain Brett. He takes them, Taylor. Real Reaction Sport Fishing, based out of Waretown, a Back Bay ace. People, don't worry about it. He's booked. He's booked, I guess, through November, December, all the way out there with the togging stuff. But Brett's going to share some of his expertise with us on that Back Bay quest for the Grand Slam. May I call you Commodore Taylor? How you doing, Brett?
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Lock, cocked, and ready. Listen, as I mentioned baseball, Brett is the dad of flamethrower Luke Taylor, who will be in the Orioles system, I'm figuring, in the next, maybe the next 4 years? 5 years? By 4 to 5, he's going to be in the system. Now, soon to be 3-year-old Jake Taylor. Check it out. We had our spies out. They already have the kid working on a changeup and a slider. No kidding. This kid is amazing. Something in those Taylor genes when it comes to the little round ball and the bat. So how you doing, Brett? Listen, prime time. Am I getting a little over-enthused on that? Because the back bay, I tell you, Brett, when the temperature, water temperature jumped up, what was that, 4 or 5 degrees? All hell broke loose, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's good. The back bay fishing right now is epic. I had the trip yesterday afternoon, even with that wind, that north wind. We banged a 4-man limit of flatties, and they were on the feed. So we had
Taylor. Will you leave some for? I just want one or two for my fluke piccata. Will you please, Bertie? Don't tell me, Taylor. The gulp shrimp, correct?
Yeah, gulp shrimp's good. The swimming mullet's good. Any color in the shrimp, any. And it seems like they're hitting any color in the swimming mullet too. But the big thing is I'm fishing pretty shallow. Most of our fish, anywhere from 2, I'll say it again, anywhere from 2 to 4 feet, we're pulling flatties. And one of the biggest ones was 25 and a half inches, and that was pulled out of like 2.5 feet of water. It actually took drag like a striper.
Wow, Brett, now these things, I guess they're spearing back there or whatever, but I've seen a couple of flounder earlier, about a week and a half ago. One looked like it swallowed a tennis ball full of grass shrimp, and it had these other sand shrimp in it. And Brett, it had three or four little tiny crabs in there, so they are on the flats chowing down, right?
Yeah, you said it exactly. So grass shrimp, sand shrimp, blue crab, and calico crab. Those four pretty much round out their diet right now. As far as bait fish, there are some bait fish, but they're pretty much on those, on those baits.
The little crustaceans, yeah.
Oh, that's what they're feeding on and just like you said, we've had a couple fluke come in where it looks like they've swallowed a golf ball or a little baseball. And then when you fillet them, it's the whole stomach is packed with grass and sand shrimp.
So Brett, going in, listen, this is going to be the leadoff. Is the flounder, aka fluke, for the Back Bay Grand Slam? Brett, how long will these fish be frequenting the shallows? Another week, 2 weeks? When does that water temperature hit the point where they start to go to the edges and like the drop offs and the deeper holes?
They'll go to the deeper holes, mid-June. It's crazy that I hit those shallows pretty much until mid-July. I'll say it again. I hit those areas, but the thing is, it's limited then. You can only hit it on the incoming. You can only hit it where if you get a strong south wind for a couple of days, you get that cold water. So they need that, later in the season, they want that colder water. But right now, they're hitting on both sides of the tide. We limited out on the incoming. We limited out on the outgoing. We had fish biting in 60-degree water. We had fish biting in 68-degree water. So right now, it's both sides. But as as the month goes on and it gets warmer and warmer, then it becomes strictly an incoming bite.
Mm-hmm.
You may get a couple of, I call them dumb fish that'll bite on the outgoing, where it's super warm, but most of your keepers you'll see in that, it'll become that 66 to 70 degree range. That's where you want to hit. When it gets higher than that, you'll get more short. That's like the keeper range.
For any type of structure in these shallower waters besides the mudflats, are there shell beds, things like that, that they may key to?
Yeah, you can. Some of the you got the eelgrass flats where if you can find pockets of eelgrass, I love. I have that skiff, so I'll hit those 4-foot areas, and we'll drift along those eelgrass beds, and you'll get pockets of sand, and those those fluke will literally lay right in those pockets. And if you can find areas, it takes a little while because you've got to kind of explore. But if you can find areas where you have a good strip of sand next to that eelgrass, that's where you'll see a lot of you'll see a lot of fish. The as that tide moves, it's going to pull bait fish. Eventually, we're going to have fish. We'll have spearing and eventually a little peanut bunker. But it pulls those across from that eelgrass onto those open areas, and it's game on with a fluke.
Brett, earliest you've seen spearing in the back end of the reason, I was at a shop, the guy said, hey, Tom P., I'm not BSing you, man. I think I've already seen some mullet. I said, well, okay, whatever. But he says, definitely spearing in the back. Now, Achilles, to me, people, they're not really a bay fish. They're more the ditches and the creeks. Would you agree, Brett, that that's Achilles' home range? But they are an effective bait even now out in the bay, no?
Yeah, they're... Achilles are a great bait if you're going to fish any marshes, tidal creeks, any place that dumps into a marsh that dumps into a tidal creek and into the bay. I personally would not fish those where I'm fishing because we don't get a lot of Achilles there. But if you're going to fish anywhere there's tidal creeks, yes, Achilles work. They do work in general anyway because of the movement on them. But spearing will be the main bait. In the summertime, you get lots of schools of spearing, and that's what the fluke will key on. As you said, the earliest, you actually have some breeder spearing coming in that are 4 to 6 inches. They're hard to find. There's the guys that Sane Form, they are starting to get them, the local spearing. But that's what, eventually what will happen is these fluke will turn their diets over from the crustaceans to the fish.
Okay, joining us online is Captain Brett Taylor, Real Reaction Sport Fishing, based out of Weirton. Topic is the search for the Grand Slam Back Bay. We're talking fluke. We're going to be talking stripers, bluefish, and going to wrap it up with the enigma of all, the weak fish. Well, Captain Brett, I usually, listen, the Tom P. Rack and Fin Radio motto, come around Father's Day in the Back Bay, spearing is endearing, baby. They love it. That is sometimes, Brett, I'll just put two on a hook. And that's it, and just drift that, and those flounder right on them. But like you said, right now it is a crustacean-based diet, so you're zeroing in, listeners, on the kind of bait you want to use. So, Brett, shout-out to Johnny Prock now at Pure Fishing. He's going to be a guest on in a couple of weeks. Man, they have more shrimp forms or whatever than you have hair on your head. You got the manish, you got the this one, you got the that one, you got, and that's just a deadly bait. How are you rigging these?
I generally use the two hook setup, a jig head, and then maybe anywhere from 16 to 24 inches above that, a dropper loop and another plain hook, or even you can do a quarter ounce, 1/8 ounce jig head.
Mm-hmm.
It's really your preference. And then I slap on the shrimp. The ghost shrimp's really good. Oof. Not a lot of guys use that, but the ghost shrimp, it looks like a little mini lobster.
Yep.
They're very good, and I think the reason, personally, it's the, I think it's, they have, the appendages, and they kind of flail out, almost like a crab,
mm-hmm.
the crab claws, so I think that's what the fluke will key on. But then, the shrimp, like you said, the shrimp are deadly. Any of the colors, they have so many colors now, and they have a new one, Fool's Gold. I actually got fish on that. That's brand new this year.
Yep.
And it's like a goldish, goldish color, but... Yeah, there's, it's unbelievable. The Gulf has pretty much revolutionized the our inshore and our bay fluke fishing.
Brett, well, will you key on now the 3-inch size? Is some of these 4-inch shrimp? That's a big mouthful. Are there 4-inch size shrimp there in the back? The sand shrimp I've seen 2-3. Are they're that big?
You get mantis shrimp. The mantis shrimp are fairly.
Watch those bitches, yeah. Man. They're called thumb busters for a reason, people. I got scars on that one.
Yeah, they'll slice you right open. But, there's, fluke. I've caught them where it actually spit up a mantis shrimp, but that mantis shrimp can be 4 or 5 inches long. Some of the blue crabs, they're splitting up, can be, 4 inches, 3 to 4 inches in total length.
Okay.
But those seem to be not hard shell. A lot of those are the soft shell. So you get around that moon phase where they're molting. That's where you have them keying on those blue crabs. So if you can get shedders, Here's another thing. I mean, if you can get shutters from a tackle shop, cut them in half, you can definitely use those. And that, you know, you'll hit weak fish with those too.
Oh, speaking of which, Kevin Bray, you have to hang in for one more stretch, one more segment. We're up against a break. Grab that cup, grab that rebel. Coming back with Captain Brett. He takes him, Taylor. Real Reaction Sport Fishing, Back Bay Grand Slam. Be right back, Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio, 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station. Fox on Tech.
When's the last time you used your Gmail account, or you signed into YouTube, or used Google Docs or Drive? If you haven't in a long while, you might learn your Google account is now on its way to being deleted. Google is updating some of its policies and says starting December of this year, accounts dormant for longer than 2 years will be deleted. Google's blog posting says dormant accounts, including Gmail, could be more easily compromised and abused, and they're working to prevent such things. Google says they will delete things in phases, starting with accounts that were created and then never used again, but they will send multiple notices even to the recovery email address on file. But all one needs to do to avoid having their accounts wiped is to log in to any Google service that will reset the clock. And using Google to log in to or subscribe to other things will also count. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
Did you know Atlanta County has been recycling for more than 35 years? Recycling is an easy and important activity you can do every day to help the environment. ACUA reminds you to recycle metal cans, glass jars, cardboard, paper, and plastics with the numbers 1, 2, and 5 inside the recycling symbol. To help keep the successful system going, never put plastic bags in your curbside recycling container. And please rinse off food residue. To learn more, visit acua.com or call 609-272-6950.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yeah, back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Week of May 20th and 21st. By the way, the Marine Digest, the hard copy is out, the 2023 Marine Digest. Good issue. It's always on the thin side, but some good information in there. On the line with us is Captain Brett Taylor. Topic is the Back Bay Grand Slam. Now, Brett, let's get to the bass right away. The lovely Dee Marie and I enjoyed just a few hours with you at Back Bay several weeks ago. Man, those bass were, people, they were everywhere. And I try to get Taylor to understand. To me, it's all about goading the strike, not necessarily hooking them or fetting them or landing them. I just like to see them. Catching is a far ancillary thing. In other words, yeah. I got one and I missed a bleep load of shots on those poppers. Brett Bass, they're back there all the time now, are they not?
Yeah, they are. We fished the. Fish the back marshes, you fish around the sod bank, the west part of Island Beach State Park, Tice's Shoal area, even though that's a big party spot, but if you can get there early in the morning, you have like an hour or so of some bass on poppers. We didn't break them out that night, but the skitter walk, I think it's by Rapula, that's a great top water. I like a lot of those top water where walk the dog, you know, the bear spooks, that type of bait. The poppers are great. You get real visuals. I think that night when we were out, we saw one come clear out of the water.
Yeah, that was something. I just went in a vapor like, oh! But, Brett, now, I've caught bass all the way down through. I love my Ocean City area, down through Memorial, down through Strathmere, and then back in the ICW. The bass seem to be, I guess, they're, I don't know what you want to call it, Great Egg Harbor strain. They all seem to be resident fish. And, Brett, so their reaction, pun intended, going to be pretty much the same first light towards last light. Any particular tidal flow preferences in this time of the spring?
Yeah, like this time of year, I prefer the outgoing. You get a little bit more warmer water. The top of the tide to the outgoing. It seems like right now we're in this influx of slime, which you call it, the algae.
Snotgrass.
So, yeah. Snotgrass. Unbelievable. We've had, yesterday was brutal with that, but that's the only thing that negatively affects it. But if you want to get moving water, if you get the part of the incoming, you can kind of follow until it gets too cold. You know, anywhere in that, I would say, mid-50 range up, you'll get those fish feeding. When it gets past that, lower 50s, then they kind of stop. Their feeding kind of stops. It's different from the fall. Fall is a whole different fishery, but in the spring like that, you want to find that moving, warmer water, and they'll be very active. We had them on one of my trips. We had them on little 3-inch paddle tails.
I was just going to mention that.
They weren't really hitting the top water, so we switched over. As soon as we switched over, with it cast out, let it drop, 2 seconds, 3 seconds. You kind of have to time it with the water depth. But we were fishing, and you get schoolie bass, 20-inch to 20. Yeah, but they're fun. They're great on light tackle.
Absolutely, Brett. I'm a big fan of the Mr. Twister Exude 4-inch grub. That thing's always been great for me. Again, the same thing as Sassy Shad paddle tails. One over another, I see the paddle tails with the ribs, different vibration, whatever. But, Brett, what gets me is that, as you said, really a lack of bait fish right now, except for some mature spawning spearing. So with the bass, besides that, are they eating the crabs and shrimp as well?
Yeah, they're eating crabs and shrimp. You do get some occasional spearing that are in the mix. Especially on the flats, like you get along those eelgrass flats. That's where it seems like you have more of those spearing. And that's where you'll have a lot more action. If you can work flats, 4-foot flats with poppers, you'll see clear out explosions. Those bass are going to patrol those beds. But yeah, they're eating shrimp. They're eating I would say more crabs. That's what you're eating right now. Until later in the season when you start having those peanut bunkers starting to develop. Then you start getting them, they're more on fish. And I would say the paddle tails are lights out for that.
Yeah, I have to give Captain Dave Drave Scholl a shout out here. He is a big proponent of the gulp paddle tail. In fact, that's the only thing he uses. And Brady's been catching him on that for the past, I guess, month or so. There's a little periodic slowdowns here and there. So the gulp, I guess, not pumping. It just has a place in the game, no? For the bass?
Yeah, the Nemesis is great, too. That's another one. It's phenomenal. I just can't say enough about Berkeley Gulf. It's amazing that the product they produce.
The nemesis on the premises, as Scholl says. Well, Cap, now what about the bass prime times? I know it's a low light species. They don't like the bright sunlight. This time of year, though, when they're on the feed bags are on. Can you catch them midday?
You can. You can get them midday. You can get them midday in the marshes. You can get them, if you fish any structure, AKA bridges, you can get them. I would say a little bit less on top water, more on the, under the paddle tails or even a small bucktail with a twister on it. My favorite time is the early morning or dusk. If you can hit those two, that's the prime time. Mm-hmm. But you can, if you're stuck in, we can only fish and it's midday, you can still find them. I would look for a little bit deeper anywhere you have some holes that drop off, you have a tidal flow that goes into a hole. I would work some of those holes because the bass will pretty much set up position on those.
Okay.
That's this time of year.
Okay, listen, it's flounder on second, striper on first. Let's get to the plate right now. Dave, they came in. Well, I know they've been here a while, but I'm sorry, Captain Brett, they came in, I'd say about, that I've seen about 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago. Bluefish now, not a lot, not like those runs we had 4 or 5 years ago for 3 years in a row. Brett, remember that? Oh, geez, it was 15, 20-pound fish all over the place. But there are blues in the back, sporadic. But if you're on that quest for that Grand Slam, where are you looking for those right now?
I would pretty much, a lot of guys are trolling between, BI and BB, 42 and the BB in Barnicot Bay. A lot of guys are trolling the ponytails.
Ponytail. Blue and white seems to be hot. Is that just standard?
Blue and white. Yeah, it's pretty much standard. I like sometimes the chartreuse works. Blue and white's good. The other one is if you use small, you can use small plugs. Zuri plugs are good. If you have like the, it's like 4-inch.
I'm a fan of the Crystal Minnow and the Mag Darter.
Crystal Minnow is great if you can. Just troll those shallow. That shallow diving plug is very good on those. The only problem is you get the treble. That's why the ponytails are a little bit better. This way you hook them. But you can. Usually what you'll do is if you find them, you're hitting them, then go back and try to get them on, you know, casting paddle tails, or try to even get them up. If you see them on the surface, I usually look for birds. If you see those small terns working, then you start definitely cast, you know, popper out there or a spook, and they will explode. The only thing is your retrieve has to be a little bit faster than the bass.
Right.
You know, bass, it's a slow pop. But with a bluefish, it's much more aggressive.
Brett, I break out, when I used to be a client of ours, I break out the last of my Z-Man swimmers when I see the blues around. Listeners, you'll get a little tear in there, but with that Elastec, it will not migrate. I mean, you'll get, Brett, I've caught as many as 8, 9, 10 blues on one of these things before I said, ah, let me retire this. That's an amazing material, but here's the thing with the swimmers, rig them upside down. Shout out to Mark Christensen on that one and Eddie Bronstein at Fanatics. That really just changes the action enough on the swimmers. The bluefish it's like me in a pizzeria, people. They can't stay away. It's absolutely crazy. Well, Brett, now some of the biggest blues I've seen in the back so far this year, 6, 7, 8 pounds. Guys showing me photos of ones that were definitely the 10 to 12 pound class. What have you seen back there?
There are some big ones. I've seen when we were bass fishing, I saw some really big ones blowing up in about 5 feet of water. And I'm saying, when I say really big, I'm saying 10 to 15 pounders.
Oh, kick your ass. They just kick ass.
and when you get those on a popper in 4 feet of water, it's a great fight. Probably one of the best fighting fish in New Jersey.
Brett, this spring we've hooked some. Yeah, there used to be the racers that, you know, all head tapered body. These things were born mean, that specific strain. Man, they jump like a tarpon on them. That come flying out of that water.
Yeah, they explode. It's nothing like it with that. When, as soon as they hit that, you know, especially top water. But some of the main channels, that's what, you know, I would look Double Creek, Oyster Creek, you know, if you're fishing those areas, those main channels, if you're fishing open bay, say you're north of the BB, check, you know, take a ride along those flats, those Island Beach State Park side, you know, take a ride through there, look, see if you see birds. That's the big thing is you see those little turns working, or I always look at the surface. If I see any movement on the surface, you know, you just drive right over and try to get on them. And the best way to get them is, you know, throw that popper, throw that swimmer, mag darter, and usually it's game on.
Right, one of our spots before we get to the weekies is what's that grassy channel there? Great Bay, you know, mouth of the Mullica down through there. When they show up, listen, the stripers generally vacate. Boom, they vamoose, they're gone. Then the blues come roaring in. Hopefully we're going to have as good a run as we had several years ago. Let's been picky the past two, and I love my bluefish. Well, Brett, base is loaded. Let's go to cleanup, man. The weak fish, the Enigma, more and more, I'm not talking big numbers, people, but more and more are showing. Numbers are increasing. Size are increasing. I'm seeing some Tide Runners, 5, 6 pounds, again, loaded with eggs. Let them go. And you know me, Brett, I'm a meat man. I'll eat starfish. You know that. But in the case of the weak fish, people, it's a grand slam. Catch it, photograph it. If it's legal, you want to take it on me to fines. One fish limit, 13-inch minimum. Brett, they are difficult to find. They're here, they're there, they can be almost anywhere. Areas, specific areas, not so far as location, Barnett, but where would you key your efforts on getting a weak fish to complete the grand slam?
Deeper holes. I like fishing anywhere 10 to 15 feet. You can find holes that are adjacent to any flats where they dump off any in the eelgrass flats. That's where the weakies are going to lie. We found a hole, what was it, last year? We had fish up to 7.5 pounds. And this was just we were fluking, and we just saw, you know, the water was kind of calm. There wasn't wind. We saw a little bit of movement on the surface, and I said, hey, let's go over there. It looks like we got something feeding there. It was all weak fish. They were actually hitting baits on, I think it was grass shrimp. They were hitting on the surface.
Kidding.
We got everything was on the Bass Assassin, 3-4 inch Bass Assassin, just on a little jig head. It was
that's a badass little bait, Taylor.
Oof. Yeah, pink. It was pink and chartreuse. Yeah. And all it was just real, you know, cast out and let it fall to the bottom. It's just a real slow jig, just real nice and slow. And it was, there was a school of them. The hardest thing with weak fish, which, you know, probably the most challenging fish, is you got to find them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. You know, it's not like, you know, bass are kind of like, you kind of predict where they are. Weak fish, they move, and you got to find them. Yeah. So I say any holes in the bay, deeper areas, you know, you have a lot of, you know, you got, there's a lot of navigation software out there that you can look at and just try to say, okay, this might be a good spot. And then you just got to work that area with soft plastics. Another one I said before for fluke, the shedder crab. You know, shedder crab's great early season.
Ain't nothing better than shedder, as you Carberry would say. That's an amazing bait. Yeah. Well, listen, as you know, Tom P., there's no shame to my game. Chum and grass shrimp for weak fish. You really want one? That's a prime tactic. As Brett says, get in the deeper hole, get a chum thing going, get those grass shrimp going. And what's fun about that, you'll have all sorts of fish around you pretty soon. But, Brett, that's a pretty deadly tactic if you want to catch a weak fish badly enough, correct?
Correct, yeah. And you can actually, you say about the grand slam, you can pretty much almost get the grand slam by chumming. chumming weak fish. You'll get fluke, you'll get stripers, you'll get bluefish that'll come in. The thing is, with those, I would definitely use a quarter, eighth ounce, 16th ounce, quarter ounce jig head. You know, you want to put 3 to 4 shrimp on each, and you're going to throw out a handful. You have that on your jig head, and as you throw out that handful, you're going to throw that light jig head out. Just let that go with the current. You need current movement. With that, but you just let that go, and then also have someone work soft plastics through that same slick, and you'll get them. Usually you'll get some bigger fish on the soft plastic.
Nice. As Captain Brett says, hey, put down a chum of grass shrimp, you can probably catch the grand slam. And the P in Tom P stands in this regard, path of least resistance. Oh, yeah. Set me up in a boat, and I am there. Captain Brett Taylor, Real Reaction Sport Fishing, thanks for joining us. Best of the family. Luke Taylor to the Orioles. Jake Taylor to the farm system. Working on that. That kid has some slider going at almost 3 years old. Good going, Taylor.
Oh, my gosh. You're too funny, Tom. Thank you.
Take care, man. We'll see you on the water, Brett.
All right. Thank
you. By the way, give that website, phone number, Facebook. What do you got?
Okay. Website's Real Reaction Charters, and that's R-E-E-L. RealReactionCharters.com. Phone number 609-290-7709. I have 105 trips booked so far. So I think pretty much June and July are booked, almost booked out completely. August, I have dates. And then going into the December, I already have guys that are booked up for TOG in December. So if you've got to get in, you got
to
call.
Taylor, did you change that name to Charters? Why do I always say Real Reaction Sport Fishing? Did you change the name? Are you messing with me because I'm 138 years old? What are you doing?
No, you're right. What it is, I think the business name is Real Reaction Sport Fishing, but the Real Reaction Charters is the website. So it's all the same.
There we go. Captain Brett, you take care, man. Thanks again. We'll see you soon.
Hey, thank you, Tom. Dude. See ya.
Yeah, we laid on that segment. Captain Brett Taylor, get the grand slam down, man. Hey, no shame to my game. Get those weak fish or get the grass shrimp going for those weakies. Getting the grass shrimp now, that is the challenge. That's a hunt in and of itself. Speaking of which, I can't wait. Oh, is it July, August? I can't wait. Oh, summertime, nighttime frog digging. Boy, am I already jumping ahead of my schedule? Okay, be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
Only one talk station in South Jersey has an app that's focused exclusively on what's happening in Atlantic and Cape May counties. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. Don't fish through some generic app along with thousands of other stations. The WPG Talk Radio app brings you the latest South Jersey news and weather information, breaking news push notifications, and more. Download the WPG Talk Radio app today through WPGTalkRadio.com.
Fox News, I'm Carmen Roberts. Ukrainian President Zelensky arrives in Hiroshima for the G7 summit as world leaders sanction Russia. President Biden said today the group is focused on that and other global issues.
Climate change, food security, gender inequality, economic resilience, digital connectivity, and global security. We're tracking these challenges together, and I think we're beginning to make some important progress.
But in Washington, no progress on debt limit talks. They bogged down last night, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
There's no question we have serious differences, and this is going to continue to be a difficult conversation.
Speaker Kevin McCarthy tells Fox News he blames the White House for not budging.
Shouldn't we look at ways that we can save money, curve what we're spending?
U.S. could run out of money to pay its bills by June 1st. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. Cloudy skies expected overnight with a touch of rain. We'll see an overnight low of 55. Periods of rain on tap for Saturday. A small shift in the storm track can bring steadier rain. We'll see a high of 74. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, couple of showers, low 58. Sunday, partly sunny, we'll see a high of 81. I'm AccuWeather's Drew Shannon on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Here we go, look out below, back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of May 20th and 21st, I was Captain Brett Taylor. Brett takes him Taylor. Back Bay Grand Slam is happening now. I know. It's keeping me away from my largemouth fishing, not from my trout fishing. I'll get to the times. Hey, you're tuned in 5 to 6 a.m. on Talk Radio WPG, 95.5 FM. By the way, South Jersey's number one rated talk show, and also WPG 1450 AM. Streaming live on that slot, WPG1450.com. And from 7 to 8 a.m., you're locked into 50,000 mega far reaching watts of the Rack and Fin Radio message, 97.3 ESPN FM. Streaming live, 97.3 ESPN.com. Go to the download the WPG PG Talk Radio app, whatever. Get to the Rack and Fin Radio podcast. Well, the notice came through about a week and a half ago. Again, they are going to be closures on select wildlife management areas. The Department of Environmental Protection's Fish and Wildlife sent out notice. In order to protect public safety and natural resources, the NJDEP Fish and Wildlife will again close areas within five wildlife management tracts. Now, this is, what, the second, maybe third year in a row this is going on. I don't know. It seemed that there's never a problem before, and then the COVID shut down, everything was closed, and then it just seemed, is it COVID-related? I don't know. Residual, ancestors, I don't know. But it seems that now it's become a problem that people all of a sudden discover these tracks. Now, we're looking at, the Monadico Sandwash. But they made some changes. Not everything is that. They made some changes there. We'll get into that with our guest patiently waiting. But the Cedar Lake Wildlife Management, a sand plain area, that's going to be off limits. The Greenwood Forest, track close to home for me. The Parker's Pit area and the Clay Hole area. The Winslow Wildlife Management area, it's called a hot mix spot. It's Winslow East. Monadico Ponds. Great, home of the state record largemouth way back when, Rob Isaac, 1980. Areas 1, 2, and 3, and up North Jersey to Wildcat Ridge, the area known as the Cliffs. Great smallmouth fishing in there in Split Rock Reservoir. Join us on the line right now, a very special guest, and we can get him. He is going to be at the Governor's Surf Tournament for the awards this afternoon. Is Dave Golden, Assistant Commissioner, New Jersey, DEP Fish and Wildlife, to discuss these closures briefly. Dave's schedule is, you talk about split second here, there, and everywhere. Commissioner, thanks for joining us. How you doing, man?
I'm great, Tom P. How are you?
Locked, cocked, and ready to rock, Dave. This is, actually, every day is my time of year. But, Dave, I saw this again, and me and the lovely Dee Marie were discussing this. She said, why now all of a sudden again? Dave, is this, correct me if I'm wrong, is this the third year of the closures?
Third year.
Yeah.
We started this back in 2022, and now again in 2023.
Okay, listen, May 25th, it goes and extends till September 4th. It's going to reopen the day after Labor Day. Dave, what was the catalyst to these closures in the first place?
Well, what we found over COVID was that there was a lot of increase in use on our wildlife management areas, which is great. I mean, that's what we're all about, is public access and promoting people getting outdoors and enjoying these open spaces. However, in some areas that were known to be trouble spots, the increase in use created increase in trouble. So from a law enforcement standpoint, public safety standpoint, and natural resource standpoint, we made the strategic operational decision to close some areas seasonally. And those are the ones that you've already described on five wildlife management areas. What's new this year is Monanico Ponds. That was one that was really controversial because we cut off some great angler access under our closure the last 2 years.
You ain't lying.
And we heard it.
Yeah.
Heard it from anglers and other users, and we made some adjustments this year so we can keep that area of Monanico Ponds open while we close some smaller areas to prohibit and reduce illegal dumping, illegal swimming, and illegal partying.
Dave, the really sticks in my craw too, the dumping. Where the hell did this come from? And you're trying to keep, you know, put the reins to it, but it just seems this is popping up everywhere, no?
It's really troubling to see it. It's destruction of our open space, the public open space. And our law enforcement does the best job they can to make cases when we see dumping.
Agreed.
But it's really difficult. You know, I mean, on the positive side of this whole conversation is Jersey Fish and Wildlife manages over 360,000 acres of open space for public use and enjoyment. If you add that to what Parks and Forestry has, we're talking 800,000 acres in the state of New Jersey that is open for public use. And the five areas that we're talking about today, or the five wildlife management areas, the areas of closure are such a small percentage of the overall open space in the state. But it is really helpful for our management, for law enforcement, and for protection of some sensitive areas. So I think although it can be an inconvenience to some, I think it benefits the whole.
From a selfish end, Golden, the Monanico thing, I'm happy. It's obvious all about too. Himself.
Listen, you're not selfish, and I'm happy too, right? I mean, our mission is to get people outside and get them access to fishing and hunting and wildlife watching. And to close any of these areas, you know, it kind of troubles me deeply.
Sure.
I'm glad that we could come up with an alternate plan for Monanico. It's going to take a little bit additional resources to have law enforcement down there more frequently. It takes away from some other law enforcement work that could be done across the state. But, you know, those are the balances. That's the trade-off, right? We want to provide open space, but we don't want people to destroy it. And so we've got to be, you know, everywhere all at once. And we're going to try a plan for Monanico this year and hope that it works so we can keep it open.
Dave, not to put you on the spot. By the way, let's speak with David Golden. He's Assistant Commissioner, NJDEP's Fish and Wildlife. Outstanding hunter and angler, man. He is out there. Dale, I'll give you that, man. You are out there all around in that regard. And the closures on the portions of five wildlife management areas. But again, Dave, not to put you on the spot, is it possible that In a worst case scenario, this is going to be an annual thing? And would it expand if you notice more things, for example, on Peasley or up there on Black River or over there down in Mad Horse? I mean, what do you think?
I'll say it's likely that the areas that we've selected right now, there will be seasonal closures, right? And what we're talking about, so let me just kind of frame that out. That ridge, for example. Area up there about is just the cliffs that people jump off of. It's
right.
A very small area. And some of the other areas are the old sand plant areas where we have a lot of ORV use and they're known partying spots. So I think we've identified an approach that really gives the law-abiding citizens access to the areas, but cuts off the areas that are really just problem spots. So I would expect it to be annual, and we'll have to take it case by case on whether or not there'd be additional closures. We don't have any in mind right now, But our inventory of areas continues to grow, and our resources continue to either stay the same or go down. And so those are the challenges that we face.
Hey, fair enough. Dave Golden, listen, the new closure maps, they're available on jfishandwildlife.com. Hit the Wildlife Management Area Explorer app. Download that, and the maps are right there. Again, the closure goes from May 25th, it's coming up this week, through September 4th. We'll reopen the Tuesday after Labor Day. It's going to be September 5th. Dave, thanks for clearing that up, spreading some info on that. Much needed, and you have a great time there at the tournament. And listen, Golden, pink and chartreuse for the San Juan worm. You got it, bro.
Thanks very much. Listen, I hope to see you at the tournament. And thanks for the tip. I'm planning to fish the Toms River after the tournament.
Hey, I was inspired to me. AC/DC from Fly on the Wall, Sink the Pink. And man, does that work, especially halfway down that TCA. Golden, you're schooled in this. You'll recognize the spots. There are some big trout waiting. Dave, Godspeed, see, man. You take care. Thanks again.
Thanks so much, Tom. Take care.
See ya. Dave Golden, great guy. I met Dave when he was just a biologist and working as he was with Parks and Forests. He was with Lands Management, worked his way up. A hands-on guy when it comes to the hunting, fishing, outdoor opportunities in New Jersey. Again, under the auspices of NJ Fish and Wildlife. Okay, be right back to wrap it up. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio, 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
Sail into summer in New Jersey, where sea breezes drift along iconic sunny shores. Stroll boardwalks or soar high on the rides. Take time out to breathe in the great outdoors. Treat yourself. Shop. Dine. Dive into history, the arts, and culture. From dazzling winning cities to charming towns in the countryside. Find it all at visitnj.org.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Closing it out this weekend on Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Again, good luck to all fishing the Governor's Surf Tournament tomorrow, Island Beach State Park. Dave Golden told me off the air, the DEP Commissioner, numbers are right there participant-wise, and there are stripers off the beach. Yeah, last year's winner was a striper, I guess. And you have weakfish coming up. You got some blues in the surf as well. And don't discount getting a flatty or even one of them drum fish, one of them red drum or black drum off the sands. Hey, another tournament coming up a couple of weeks. Get your time to think about it and definitely get involved. June 3rd and 4th, a Saturday and Sunday, it's the fourth annual Raging Raymond Fluke Tournament. Okay, it's going to be benefiting Nemours Children's Health, the satellite clinics in Deptford and Cherry Hill. And it looks like a two-day fun event, and there's going to be a hell of a party afterwards at the American Legion Post 493. And there was that Radio Road in Little Egg Harbor. Joining us on the line right now is tournament coordinator Alex Godlap to tell us about this two-day event and some rules, regulations, and what's involved. Alex, thanks for joining us on Rack Event. How you doing, young lady?
I'm doing well. How are you, Tom?
Good. This sounds like a fun dealio coming up. A two-day event especially. That's for a fluke tournament. That's pretty hot.
Yes, we're very excited. We grow every year, and we're very excited to be doing this tournament again this year.
Okay, the weigh-ins are Saturdays. What are the fishing times?
So the captain's meeting is June 2nd at the American Legion right at 7 p.m. And immediately after that, you're welcome to start fishing.
There you go.
The weigh-ins on Saturday are from 4 to 6, at the American Legion. And then weigh-ins on Sunday, are from 11 to 1. And then immediately after that, the festivities start. That is also open to the community as well. You can purchase wristbands at the door for $15.
Okay, Alex, per boat entry, what's the deal?
$100 per boat, which is four anglers.
Mm-hmm. And you have, listeners, you have Fluke and Bluefish Super Calcuttas. Prizes for the heaviest two Fluke first, second, and third. Alex, organizing this thing is a lot of work, and the logistics involved. And like you said, it just keeps growing every year. So congratulations on that deal.
Thank you. It's definitely a lot of work, especially now with three children. Raymond is our oldest of three, but we make it happen every year. We have a really good support system, so it's always a really good time for everyone involved.
Okay, listen, the Fluke Calcuttas, an additional 30. The Bluefish Calcuttas, an additional 30. The Super Calcutta, three Fluke combined weight is another $100. Sunday Daily Fluke, man, it's Calcuttas a lot. I feel like I'm back in India. $50. And a Saturday Daily Fluke Calcutta, $50. So, Alex, I understand the prize monies are predicated on the number of boat entries, correct?
Yes.
So that should be, from I understand the response, this should be one hell of an event. There's good payouts going on, a two-day event. Alex, for more information, how do people find out, again, about the race? And by the way, before we get to that, the name Raging Raymond, man, that's pretty cool. Where did that come from?
So my husband grew up fishing with his grandfather, and they had a boat that was named the Raging Raymond. And so we took that, and we also took Raymond's progression over the years, all the challenges he's overcome. They told us he would never walk and he would never talk, and he's now starting to do both. So we just took that.
All right.
It's a good fit. So that's, we're not really sure. You know, it all just came together. It felt right, and that's how we got it.
Okay, listeners, cash or a check made out to Raging Raymond Fluke Tournament. It's going to be June 3rd and 4th. Ground zero, the base camp, if you will, is going to be the American Legion Post 439 on Radio Road there in Little Lake Harbor, right off Route 9. Go down to the light, make a right, go around, you see the Indian, but right back up in there. And it's going to be a fun time. It's going to be, what, five Chinese auction? Alex, what about 50-50 ticks? I'm a sucker for those.
Yes, there will be 50-50 as well.
And food and drinks will be available. And if you're not fishing in a tournament, you just want to get some great eats there. And believe me, I've blown up and expanded nicely at events at that facility. It's an additional charge of $15, and it's going to be a super event for a great cause. Alex, again, people find out more about this. Who do they call? Is there a website, Facebook page? What is it?
So there is a Facebook page. You can look up the Raging Raymond Fluke Tournament. Should come up in Google, but the Facebook page is specifically Raging Raymond Tournament. But my phone number is also, if anyone's listening, 609-845-7653. You can reach out to me directly and get any additional information that you may need.
What about, this is where Tom P. comes in, because it's my area of operation. What about the Mike Subs connection here? Got a lap go into that.
So this year we were fortunate enough to connect with Jersey Mike's down in Little Lake Harbor on Friday, June 2nd, all day from open to close. As long as you show a picture of the flyer or even use the code Raymond in your app purchase, we get a portion of their sales.
There you go. Good deal. Good deal. Shout out to Jersey Mike's in Little Lake Harbor on that one. Well, Alex, we hope to see you there. Good luck. Congratulations. This is fourth annual Raging Raymond Fluke Tournament, benefiting Nemours Children's Health, the satellite offices in Deptford and Cherry Hill. It's going to be a super event, 2 days. Get your fluke on. Hey, Hotshots, you guys that get the doormats and the area rugs, win some money for a good cause and have some great fun for a great cause. Alex, we'll see you in a couple of weeks, girl.
Thank you so much, Tom. Look forward to it.
We'll see you. Going to be a super event. That'll do it for this week on Rock and Fin. Ready to meet Tom P. Get out there and enjoy. Okay, a little rain today, Saturday. So what? Fish are already wet. We have an upcoming week. It's going to be, the fishing is exploding. Go for that Grand Slam. Hot with the rod, man. Boys and girls, hot with the rod, hot with the reel, hot with the back bay. Let's see it. Go for the slam. Great time. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. See you next week. Rock and Fin Radio.